So, what exactly is your business in Claiborne, Mr. Thompson?
I work for Kessler's. There were some problems with the station that they asked me to investigate.
Oh, so they flew you all the way over here to check out on these problems?
No, I was here already. I was vacationing in Queenstown and they faxed me.
Oh, sounds very convenient.
Not really. Queenstown is in the South Island.
Well, so what exactly was the nature of these problems?
I never found out.
Was Helen Schrader one of these problems?
She is now.
What was the nature of your relationship with her?
I heard her speak on several occasions. She was a renowned expert on behavioral science.
Behavioral science? What is this, an episode of Beyond 2000?
I suppose it might be a bit over your head.
Now look here, mate. I've had enough of your sarky comments. We've got one suspicious death, lots of questions, and very few answers. If anyone's in over their head, it's you. When was the last time you saw Helen Schrader?
Well, she used to tour on the lecture circuit in the States. Like I said, I saw her a few times, but then she just kind of vanished. It was no big deal, but she just wasn't lecturing anymore, and no one knew where she was. I had no idea she was in New Zealand.
So you've had no contact with her since then?
No.
How do you explain these calls she made to your mobile?
What?
Two calls, yesterday afternoon, just before her body was discovered.
You're joking.
No time for jokes, Mr. Thompson. What have you got to tell me?
Look, I've had no signal on my phone since I got here. Well, then when I was on the track with Mike, my phone rang a couple of times, but there was only static on the other end of the line. Until Mata rang me looking for Mike.
So, Mata rang you. Oh, that's an unusual pendant you're wearing.
Mata gave it to me.
It looks a lot like the one that Helen Schrader was wearing at the time of her death.
Look, I don't know anything about that. And what's the big deal? A pendant's a pendant.
You don't know much about anything, really, do you?
I know this pendant is supposed to protect me.
Well, it didn't work for Helen Schrader. You'd better hope it does a better job for you.
You recovered, boy?
Eh?
You looked pretty grim last night.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay. I feel a bit shamed, eh?
What are you doing?
I'm putting the leads back in. Oh, I reckon it's time we let that Yank get on his way.
It's not for you to decide.
Oh, things are getting crazy, Uncle. I want out.
You can't. It's in your blood. This is your mental, boy.
I don't want it. I want to get the hell out of here. I've taken on another job and I've been saving money. As soon as I've got enough, I'm out of here.
It doesn't matter how far you go, your tupuna will always bring you back, boy.
I can't handle it. I don't want to be stuck here like you.
Look, I understand. Matiwa.
Hey, Karen, can you send this fax to Kessler's head office for me?
Sure.
And how about some of your fantastic instant coffee?
That comes with Marmite as well.
Oh, okay, but hold the toast.
Did you make your phone call all right?
I left a message on the answering machine.
Who is she?
Oh, you're good. And you don't mess around.
So?
My ex.
We've all got at least one of those.
Where's yours?
Where I left him, I hope.
You don't keep in touch.
There's the difference. You're running towards your ex, I'm not.
So you're running away?
Not anymore. Sorry about the way I behaved last night.
No problem.
Around here we say no worries.
No worries?
I just get a bit nervous around Frank.
You're not alone. And I think he lied to me.
When?
When I first got here. He said he tried to ring me and that if he'd gotten hold of me, he could have saved me the trip.
So?
My phone didn't cut out till I got here. If he had tried, he would have gotten through.
But then we would never have met.
Oh, you're so good.
You can go now.
Huh?
Your car's fixed.
Oh, thanks.
Karen, do you feel like going in the car with me? I'm leaving in the morning.
Great. We can take your car now that it's fixed.
Sure. What's wrong with mine?
Nothing. But I'd like to go in style for a change.
What are you trying to say? There's nothing wrong with the Valiant. If we crash, we're safe.
I promise not to crash. Well, I'd better try calling my ex again. You won't forget my fax.
No worries.
Great. See you later.
Ah!
Well, what's the matter, boy?
I just got a shock off the door.
Ooh, this evil barkeeper magic.
What?
Never mind. I'll see you later.
Mata, it's crossed my mind that...
That there might be something in the station that could help us make sense of everything that's happening.
Yeah. How do you do that?
What?
Nothing.
I'll wake you up in the morning, so be ready.
Do we need to take anything?
Some clay.
Oh, okay.
Are you a praying man, Thompson?
I think I'm about to become one.